بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Chapter 232, The Merit of Itikaf. And Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعتكف العشاء الأواخر من رمضان متفق عليه. هذا عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to go into seclusion at the Kaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan, Bukhari Muslim. When عائشة رضي الله عنها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يعتكف العشاء الأواخر من رمضان حتى توفى الله تعالى ثم اعتكف أزواجه من بعده. عائشة رضي الله عنها. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to go into seclusion in the last 10 days of Ramadan. He continued doing this until Allah took him away. His wives used to go into seclusion at the Kaf after him, Bukhari Muslim. When Abi Huraira رضي الله عنه قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعتكف في كل رمضان عشرة أيام فلما كان العام الذي قبض فيه اعتكف في عشرين يوما رواه البخاري. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, used to go into seclusion for 10 days every Ramadan. When it was the year in which he passed away, he went into seclusion for 20 days, Bukhari. So we read this chapter just the other day. So this is the great sunnah. Allahumma rizukna itiba'a nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi kulli zaman, fi kulli makan. The great sunnah, and sunnah mu'akkad, mustamir, all the time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam done i'tikaf. And look at this, in the last year, he done 20 days. In one narration, Bukhari, he done 30 days. 10. And there's a book about Shaz al-Yasmin min ikhbar al-ma'asirin fi tilawat al-Qur'an al-Kareem. Arab mashayikhs in the last 100 years or so, their recitation of the Holy Quran, some finishing in one day, some in Saudi Arabia, just recently. We have a book there. So what I do is I also read the bottom, the person where he was born and passed away. So he said about one sheikh, the year he passed away, he did 20 days at the Kaf. I go, Ajib. Every day he used to do 10. The year he passed away, he did 20. So those kind of things I note in my life. I go, there's one sheikh in the world who got to do this sunnah. How? How do you do his sunnah? Like, if I know that I'm going to pass away. So is that you? And I note it. Cause I note it straight. Like, wow, subhanAllah. I admire those kind of things. I admire, because sunnah. I look for, halaki, somebody can't say that I'm going to do 20 days at the Kaaba, I'm going to pass away this year. Right? The sal is 10 days sunnah. Or a person can even do the whole month. He can even do 20 days. That doesn't matter. But meaning that nobody can say, or a person can say, well, I'm going to pass away on Monday. I'm going to be born on Monday. Right? This is not like a sunnah. But people have so much. There's ajib. I notice people who pass away on Monday. My sheikh, he was born on Monday. He passed away on Monday. Understand? Sheikh Sayyid Maulana Muhammad Musa Rouhani Bazi, the one I read, Barkat Makkiya, he passed away at the age of 63 on a Monday too. So I noticed that my sheikh was born in Muharram, passed away in Muharram. Rasulullah was born in Rabiul Awal, passed away in Rabiul Awal. These kind of things I look for in people's life. It's just like a love for, it's my connection with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I ask for Medina Munawwara's earth, that Allah give us death in Medina and Shahadat. But even now, to go to Makkah, we should try to do i'tikaf. Or you know what? Do khimmat at home and let the wife do i'tikaf. they never do i'tikaf, right? I mentioned the other day. If they just sit in the seclusion in that part, that's the i'tikaf. You can do all the other khimmat of the kids in that barah. If you do Allah, alhamdulillah, brothers are joining in i'tikaf. Yesterday, see, I was going to go Cornwall, and then yesterday I got the sad news. I thought that Hazrat's not doing i'tikaf, that I can't go. So I asked Hazrat, my sheikh who passed away, what do I do? Can I do i'tikaf here or should I not do i'tikaf? Because that's the way we live. So sheikh, then I got a thing that no, sheikh said that I can come there. So I go, after Salat, I was talking to Brother Salim, and then because they're making dua. Even the other movies, they're making dua that I do i'tikaf here. So I go, your dua is accepted. But now I have to tell him his dua is not accepted because I'm going, alhamdulillah, for my islah, and without any khadims or anything. A person needs his islah then before he goes into his grave. Understand? This is why Hazrat Sheikh Qutb al-Aktab, my father-in-law, says 500-600 ulamas. There used to be over 1,000 people. His last i'tikaf was in Stanger. You can read a book there. This is about Hazrat Sheikh's Ramadan. It's in English. And you can see the dream that he's living in Medina. He's 85 years old. And the last i'tikaf, not in Medina, not in Makkah. He's living in Medina. He's there in Medina. His last 10 years of his life, he's a resident of Medina. And he's doing i'tikaf in Stanger, South Africa. The whole situation of South Africa after that year, in 1981, that he'd done i'tikaf, the whole changed. The people who Hazrat Sheikh just looked at, and they said, stood in his sohbah, subhanAllah, it says the same drunkards and those gangsters became Safi Awal people. Over 10, I know, Stanger Masjid, in this, it was ajeeb. And this was Rasulullah commanded him in dream. Before he used to do anything, istikhara from months like right now, Hazrat was saying istikhara for his i'tikaf too in Cornwall. So I was doing istikhara too, we're doing istikhara. I didn't, so then yesterday I was so sad. And then after Maghrib, I was crying, Ya Allah, inshallah, it's my sins. You know, Allah doesn't want me to go to my Shaykh because of my sins. Because anything that happens is our sins, it's our hands, stops us. If a person, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, a person who fears Allah, Allah gives. So then I thought, okay, maybe some of the things, my intention is probably not pure, maybe something, you know, but whatever it is, khair, because we've done istikhara. But then, alhamdulillah, I got the news, I can go, alhamdulillah. So, alhamdulillah, I'll be there. And the brothers, they can do it, who are saying, alhamdulillah, doing i'tikaf. We'll be having two jamaats too, Taraweeh, two jamaats, other salats, two jamaats, because Hafiz Arif will be in i'tikaf too. So the normal Taraweeh that you guys do every day, one Quran. And alhamdulillah, this year, Quran khatams like anything. So we had yesterday night Quran khatam, alhamdulillah, here. At home, we had one in 3 days. And then at my mother's place, we did it 3 days ago, Quran khatam. And so we're going to have three Quran khatams here in Masjid al-Taqwa. Four, like last year, four. Okay, well, last year we done five because in the last two nights in 15 Jews, we didn't want Quran khatam. So this year, one in the last 10 days, one will be here, one will be there, and then we had two already here. So there'll be four Quran khatams this year in Taqwa. Same as last year, four, five. I think we had five. Yeah? Yeah? Pardon?
On the Qiyam, they're trying to.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's five.
So yes, Qiyam too. There's going to be the Qiyam in Taraweeh 4.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Taraweeh. And then Qiyam 2, we're having Qiyam 2, there's going to be Quran Khatam. Because Hafiz Arif is going to be here too in i'tikaf. So he's going to be doing. And then Hafiz Usman, they're going to be here for the Taraweeh 2 and the thing. So the 10 people who come for the regular Salah. And then the couple of 2, 3, 4, 5 brothers in i'tikaf. And then 5 in Khidmat. So they'll be, alhamdulillah. So why we need to do a lot of Quran khatams, cry, make dua, not from good decisions down for the ummah. With following all the rules and regulations, alhamdulillah. We're not going to have more than, because we're allowed 20 in the building, 10. So, and they're different jama'at too. So alhamdulillah, that's what we just, alhamdulillah, done. So there's some things that you dislike, wa khairul lakum, is better for you. And so there is a lot of even good in it in one sense too. Alhamdulillah, a lot of nonsense that are going on. But still, make a lot of dua. A lot of people in very severe state in the hospital too. Even yesterday, my mom was in Qari Shabir, but I phoned his brother, he's all right. But my mom told me that he was very severe, but he's not that severe. But I phoned my cousin, his brother, Qari Shabir. Was in Qari Shabir many years led Taraweeh in Medina Masjid, if you guys know. A lot of people know him, of those Taraweehs in. So, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala, whoever is passing away, Allah give them shahadat, Allah protect everybody. You know, it's a very ajeeb thing that's going on in the world. Allah show us the truth always, but you know, we have to do whatever we can. Do your protections, Quran. Quran is what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam talked about, the fitans that were going to come. Jibreel Salatu Wasalam told Rasulullah about the fitan. So he said, Ya Jibreel, mal makhraj minha. Oh Jibreel, what's the way out of this fitan, saving yourself? He said, Kitabullah, the Book of Allah. Book of Allah. Kitabullah. Read abundance of Quran. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. So it's very nice to see the brothers here in Ramadan reading Quran. You know, everybody should, you have our akabir mashaykh, only Quran. They stop teaching and everything. Stop teaching, everybody. If you read, there are things nobody taught in Ramadan, everybody Quran. They said that people didn't even have time. No, that's why I get very upset if anybody, I say to somebody, if you want to give me a dawah at your house and you don't in Ramadan, I'll make dua for you. And if you give me a dawah and you want me to come, I will not make dua for you. So don't give me dawah in Ramadan. Ramadan is not a time for dawah, so eating this and that. It's time for Quran. Huh? So alhamdulillah, read a lot of Quran. You guys are bringing blessing, huh? When you guys are reading the Quran, people in zikr, muraqabah, people are doing dhikrullah. So there's different types, but alhamdulillah, month of Ramadan, join yourself with the Quran, do Quran khatams in that, and whatever could Allah bring down for the ummahs, for days, and we don't know what's going to happen. Yes, our children too, yeah. What's the situation? We should always have good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we should also even understand what is happening. Allah ta'ala, forgive us, we're weak, Allah, have mercy upon us. Because the halats, we don't know. And then there's going to be a different type of passport for traveling, and then even, that's going to be pushed towards that, everybody. Wallahi, it's so sad. You know how much people are doing shirk, Muslims are? I'll tell you how. These are respected alims, ulama, and they're saying words like this. Oh, every year, that's why I didn't get so sick because I got the shot for this COVID. They got COVID, but that's why I didn't get so sick because I got the shot. The person got corona, but I didn't get so sick because of this. Totally attributed to everything attributed. There's an enslavery of the thought that it's being instilled, that we don't even understand this. I mentioned in Jummah that day, read behind the bus and see the picture of the child. My mask protects my mom and dad. A Muslim believes that, he thinks that Allah protects, Khuda Hafiz, Allah Hafiz. Allah is the Hifa, the one who does it. Instill into a child, mask protects. And what do we say? Ya Kafi, Ya Shafi, Bismillah alladhi la yadur. Ya Kafi, Ya Shafi, Bismillah. You take a medicine, Ya Kafi, Ya Shafi. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah ar-Rahman. And you eat the medicine. Yeah? That's what believe, that's our iman. Allah will put in. So there is ta'athir in stuff. There is effect in stuff. It's not against. Rasulullah even took medicine, remember that. But if it's instilled in a child like this, if a child keeps reading that, and then goes, you know how happy shaitan is getting, and you know how upset Allah is getting? This is why la adwa wa la tira, Rasulullah said no contagious of disease because of this. Now people are saying this. People think I've got the shot, they think they're immune. Allahu Akbar, where is Allah? Where do we put Allah behind? And I got the shot, now I'm immune? There was polio, there's other, there's yellow, there's all these shots that everybody has got. Alhamdulillah, people got all these shots. But was it so strongly into it, like we were into it? And everybody, people are speaking this. People feel that, oh, we're immune after they got the shot, the corona shot. They think that, and so don't even talk. If you got it, okay, just be quiet, you got it. That's up to you. I'm not going to give you any advice. If you say, what are you going to do, Marana? Until the end, Allah protect me from it. I have reasons for it, because there's a lot of studies on it. Study, and you'll find out. Even vaccinations, some children don't have vaccination. Mine personally, I don't. My kids don't. This is not you don't need to have vaccinations. Even if you're exempted. You get a thing from the lawyer, or you just get it, and your children, even they can go to school. And never does a polio break out. Allah never did that to my children. Balki, the sad thing is the one that got it is the worst sick all the time. He says, Allah shan. There's all this other stuff too, during their mention about people. Aborted babies, stuff they put in there, this and that, and all the shayateen stuff, and we don't know what. I'm not telling you all that in respect, because you should listen to your doctor. I'm not a doctor. I'm a spiritual doctor, I'm not a physical doctor. But always look at the haq. If you do get it, that's for you. But remember, when you're getting it, Bismillah alladhi la yadurma. Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhu bika. If there's any shar in anything of any type, Allah save it. Bismillah alladhi, Surah Fatiha, and get it. That's my advice to anybody who's getting it. Huh? If you're getting it, read all these du'as and blow it and then get it. Why? Allah, Allah, Ya Kafi, Ya Shafi, Allah, not this, not this, Allah, Allah put shifa in it. Remember, and if there's any shar in it, Allah protect us from the shar. Understand? If there's any shar in it, the jali is magic. You know how it is? It's magic. And the magic, even this magic. And people are going to say you're far-fetched. There's whole studies on it. And the one who created he goes, I created this demon, shaitan. And his children did not have it, the iPhone. What was his name? Subrakula. Study. You'll understand what the fitnas of Dajjal are, the biggest today. This is it. Allah protect. Allah save my tongue from speaking, which is wrong. Allah protect this tongue, gets legion. Sometimes the emotions are inside. I have to express some things that I know, but it could be all wrong. Understand? I don't claim my purification that I know things. But, alhamdulillah, staying in the sahaba of Abu. And, you know, many times we do wrong. Sometimes many times interpretation of dreams we do wrong. We do everything wrong. You know, this is human, insan. Huh? But the issue is that Allah give me and all of you and the whole ummah connection with Allah and His Rasul. Allah protect your iman, my iman, our progeny's iman until the day of judgment, protect our iman. When parents complain to me, my son this, my daughter this, my daughter this. Even the other day, somebody when he's brought his son, he's complaining. He's saying, Ya Allah, if your son comes home and says to you, Papa, Ya Abba, Ya Daddy, and he calls his mom, Mummy, Alhamdulillah. If he jokes and he plays and he teases and he fights and argues with his brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, I'm telling you. Alhamdulillah. I'll tell you why. When they're 18, 19, if your son comes and he says, I want to marry another boy, you just shut up and stay okay. What are you going to do? He says, I want to be a gay. What are you going to do? Your daughter comes and says that I'm going to be a les. There's Muslim becoming les. Alima. What can I tell you people? Lesbian. I want... Huh? This is the state we're living in, my beloved. Wake up. Wake up. You know, so I say to parents, just keep making dua. You say, I read this dua, وَاصْلِحْ لِي فِي زُرِّيَّتِي وَاصْلِحْ لِي فِي زُرِّيَّتِي, then all these duas for my children too. And I taught everybody, make dua. Parents' dua is the most powerful. Only Allah will save them. Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, his father was a kafir. Musa alayhi salatu salam, in the castle of Fir'aun, and he was a prophet. Ibrahim alayhi salam, his father, mushrik. Look at him. Allah protects. Understand? Don't ever, ever feel like this. Wallahi, if your son is half his alim, you know, that's why my parents love me so much, and they cry in dua. Even yesterday, mom, the 10 paras, and I'm having pressure because it's easy to me for read, but it's so hard, pressure because especially the last 10. So mom, she phoned me yesterday, Dika, how was it? I go, mom, I phone you once, and straight away, even when I start tarawih, everything is finished and I have such power. Such power. Allah keep their shadow over us for long, our parents. Because when they go, who's going to make dua for us and cry for us? Mom, this. Dad, this. And they start dhikra this and that, make dua. And I see I'm in Superman. Mom and dad, beloved children, parents, we're in a state. If you're pious, if your son comes for salat and this and that, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Do cry and do shukr. Wallahi al-azim, I'm telling you. We live in a state, in a country, in a time, in a place that when they're, and this is one benefit even of the lockdown is that we're at home. Otherwise, when they're going to school and what they doctorate and all these things, halat are very, very severe. You know, children, when they're 18, 19, they come, they just do their thing. They have no connection with their mother and father, no connection with their brothers and sisters. And they're just friends, and after sometimes they're even done off and they even go out or they're lost. And irtidad too, after. So what we have, alhamdulillah, and just keep making dua for it and never feel that, oh, we're all right. If I think, oh, I'm shaykh, my son, my daughter, my family, we're all right. My iman is all right. I'm going to die with iman. No problem. That's not the situation, beloved ones. I'm not scaring you. I'm just saying, let's worry about our iman and our children's iman and do whatever we can. So month of Ramadan, beloved friends, do make special dua for me and the ummah. Alhamdulillah, to see you guys doing ibadat, alhamdulillah, masjid, and you know people are sitting in the masjid doing ibadat. bringing good, you know, cry, whatever, in those brothers who are listening and wanted to do itikaf, full reward, inshallah. Everybody, we can always cry to Allah and make dua for all the halats. Allah, just bring good decisions for us ahead, good decisions for us ahead in all manners. Huh? We don't want to see Dajjal, Rasulullah seek refuge from Dajjal and the fitna of Dajjal. It was very severe. No greater fitna than the fitna of Dajjal. And they're coming in, and if his exposure even comes, Rasulullah taught us how severe it is. Not to be scared, but iman. Iman, iman, iman. That's what it is, the attack upon iman. And that's what we don't understand, that. That how it's where people are falling into fitness of Dajjal like this, and slowly, slowly iman is going. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep us all upon iman. Allah do khabar for us. Make dua for me if I've said or done anything to anybody. Please do forgive me. Sometimes emotion, I speak sometimes to some people, and I regret, you know, many things. That's why the best is keep quiet. You're safe. But sometimes there's all this hurt in the heart that, ya Allah, and then other people, you know, everybody listens too, so the ummahs. We don't know who's going to cry, who's going to bring good decisions. It's not sheikh, it's not imam. It could be any one person. It could be our sisters, it could be our mothers, it could be our daughter, it could be our things at home crying, and they're bringing good decisions down. It's ikhlas that is weighty, ikhlas. Understand? It's not this, that could be the sisters at home crying. Some sisters making food, iftari for us. Yes, it could be them, because we're doing ibadat, it could be them that they could do with such ikhlas that because of that, you know, good will come to them. So we all try to strive for that and bring, you know, Allah Ta'ala, bring good decisions. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, SubhanAllah. So inshallah, I'll be, inshallah, and suffer, make dua for me too.